Our scripture readings this weekend present us with two miracles concerning food. In our first reading, the prophet Elisha feeds 100 people with 20 loaves of barley bread, and there were leftovers. And in our gospel, Jesus feeds 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and there were leftovers. That is God's will for us, that everyone find food in abundance. But the world's reality is vastly different. The UN estimates that 690 million people go to bed hungry every night. 25,000 people die from hunger every day. Distended stomachs on children show that it affects the poorest of the poor. Even though we grow enough food to feed every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth. So the problem is not with God's providence, for God has provided us with plenty for everyone, and then some. The problem is ours, our selfishness in refusing to share our gifts, our greed in wanting more and more, our indifference to the needs of others. God has blessed us. All we are asked to do is use those blessings then for the benefit of all. Every night of the week, our neighbor, Panera Bread, on the corner up here, offers their leftover baked goods to agencies that help feed the hungry. And every Wednesday, groups of our parishioners go over and collect those leftovers, bring them back here, and package them up to be delivered the next day down to MCO. Pope Francis often condemns what he calls our throwaway culture. And he cites many examples: abortions of unwanted children, disregard for the elderly and the sick, economic systems that lead to poverty, hunger, homelessness, and unemployment. And what do? We treat so many of our brothers and sisters as waste to be thrown away. And yet we come here week after week with our various hungers, to be fed with a special bread that we can't get anywhere else. We call it the bread of life. And when we finish Holy Communion, we gather up all of the leftovers and preserve them sacredly in our tabernacle. For what we have eaten is not mere bread, but the very person of Jesus Christ. So then, how do we treat the people out there, in whom we also see the person of Jesus Christ? Should we not honor and respect them and treat them with just as much sacredness? People are not waste products to be thrown away. As we make our transition soon to the altar, it's good for us to reflect on a detail of the gospel that maybe we have overlooked. Go back and listen about what the boy in the gospel did. He contributed all that he had, the 5 loaves and the 2 small fish, and gave them to Jesus for the hungry crowd. What he did poses a question for us. What do we have in materials and talents and our conviction of faith as little as they might seem, to share with others? Do I hold back when the need is so great?